Hello, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Thank you so very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to Faith in Action. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm your host for the show. And again, I really appreciate you listening and being supportive of Siouxland Catholic Radio. So in the studio with me is a very special guest. Unless you lived under a rock, you probably know that we just had our first ever art festival here. And it was so well supported, and the kids' art was just phenomenal. But it wasn't just that. We had the opportunity to bring in an artist. And so with me in the studio is Maria Lowe, and I welcome her. And we have a lot to talk about with the listeners today.
Thank you, Lisa. It's so good to be here.
Yes, it's good to be anywhere, isn't it? So, Maria, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am 19 years old, and I come from a family of five kids. I'm the oldest. I have one brother and three sisters, and growing up, I had a few years of elementary school, but I have been homeschooled pretty much my entire life, so have my siblings. I have absolutely loved my homeschool experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world, and I really think that it was kind of being able to do school at kind of my own pace and figure things out that really helped me to decide where I wanted to go with art and things like that. And it was just a fantastic opportunity that my parents have been able to provide for us. So I'm so grateful for them. So I graduated high school last spring, and I am currently kind of in the middle of a gap year. So I didn't quite want to go off to college right off the bat. I kind of wanted to take a step back and discern what was next for me in life. And one of my current interests and passions has been art. And I have had so many opportunities to go and do art that I never would have had if I had gone off to school right away. So I'm so, so glad that I have the opportunity to get to do this. And it's been fantastic.
Were you a doodler, like as a young child, you know, grab a piece of paper and start, you know, drawing puppies and kitties and things like that? Or talk to me about the evolution of your art.
Yeah, so I can't remember when I wasn't drawing, I guess. I'm not as prolific as some doodlers. Like, they'd draw on absolutely anything, napkins or the backs of their hands or things like that. I was always very much a pencil and paper kind of gal, but definitely, like, my grandparents have this chalkboard in the basement, and that was actually something that I remember loving to do as a child, was just, like, sit and doodle on that. And little did I know how far that chalk would take me, but yeah, I've loved drawing for as long as I can remember, and there are so many different things to depict. I mean, it's virtually endless. God has given us so much in his world, and those are probably some of my favorite things to draw are his creation. So people, animals, anything living that God has put on the earth. Those are, in particular, some of my favorite things to draw. And then when I discovered chalk, especially, that's kind of where I really fell in love with religious art. Art, again, has been such a big part of my life, my faith. And when I discovered chalk and I realized that there was religious tradition behind it, that's when I started, like, doing more research on, like, cathedrals and different pieces of sacred art. And I discovered the history behind all of these, and I just fell head over heels in love with it. And so getting to learn more about sacred art and actually get to do it is so beyond anything I ever imagined that I would be doing. But now that I'm here, now that I've been led to this point, I can see so many times where I didn't understand, like, what where I was going and what was happening and why it was happening. But now I look back on it, and I think, oh my goodness, like, God lined that up so perfectly. And And it's just beyond me how he can do such a thing. And it smacks us right in the eyes on occasion where it's like, oh my goodness, you did that. Like, you did that. How? So getting to do religious art especially is very special to me. And I love being able to share it with other people, of course. That's why I love sidewalks so much, because, I mean, that's my canvas right there. It's right out in the world, and I can just draw in the public view, and it's such a conversation opener. Like, people will stop and ask questions, and it has opened so many doors that I couldn't even have imagined would have opened.
Well, and I think a lot of us grew up with chalkboards at grandma and grandpa's, or maybe in our own homes, but the chalk you use to create your art is a tad bit different than the chalk that I would go buy at the Dollar General store. Tell the listeners a little bit about that kind of chalk.
Yeah, so you're definitely right, Joanne, that it's not the same kinds of chalk that you would find in most stores. A lot of what I use is very highly pigmented. There's a wide variety of beautiful, rich colors that I get to work with. And the other thing that I've discovered through working with the medium of chalk is there's definitely different kinds. Some are better than others. And like, for example, some of the main ones that I'll use, they're like just these little rectangular kind of stick-looking things. And they are perfect for doing like all like the little details and things that I love to include in my pictures. They have such rich colors, and they just go down so easily on pavement. And then some of the other things I use are like, I still have big chalk sticks too. I mean, can't get away from that. those are really nice for getting in like big areas of color really fast, and putting them together allows me to create big or small pieces of work, and it gives me a variety of things to work with. And one other thing that I do also work with is tempera paint. Okay. I will use that as kind of almost a primer. I will put that down on the sidewalk, and really it gives me kind of a surface to work with. It kind of fills in some of the texture of the sidewalk. It gives it the chalk something to stick to. And it makes the colors pop that much more, like if you have a layer of tempera paint. So that's generally what I use.
How did you know? Was it kind of trial and error with the chalk? And because, again, if you're doing it on a pavement, that was interesting that you use this kind of tempera base and then you're going on top of that. But how did you kind of determine what works and what doesn't work? Because, again, pavements can be so different in the quality of the concrete and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that? Was that kind of trial and error, or Holy Spirit, please guide me? Or
Well, I definitely did a lot of experimentation in our backyard. There was a couple of summers there where there wasn't a piece of sidewalk that was blank in our backyard. And so I did a lot with that, kind of experimenting with chalks. And it was I started out just kind of with the regular basic chalk that you get. But as I got more and more into it, I actually had the opportunity to like attend festivals with street art and street artists. And those were some of the most informative things that I think I've ever been to. There are fantastic groups of artists, one in particular around North Dakota, that they really took me under their wing, and they basically just allowed me to sit and observe them as they were doing their own pieces on the street. And that's where I kind of learned a lot of the techniques that go behind it. That's where I learned about using tempera paint. They do absolutely phenomenal work, and I remember one I went to in Minnesota a couple of years ago, and it was during COVID, and the thing about that festival was it was supposed to be larger, but because of COVID, it had been restricted, and only a certain number of artists were allowed to show up, and the location was actually not disclosed to the public because they didn't want too much traffic and everything. But when we got there, we'd heard about this festival going on, and we actually had the opportunity to, someone let us in on the secret, basically, of where the artists were going to be. And I will never forget them, because then that allowed us to go, or allowed me to go and watch the rest of the artists and their whole entire process. And I basically got to sit almost the entire day and just sit and focus and watch what they did. And I think that's probably one of my main ways of learning, is watching someone else do something. Like just getting to observe them in their natural habitat and replicating it myself is probably one of my main ways of learning. So having the opportunity to do that has been invaluable.
So you have all these opportunities to learn from other folks, and you're kind of finding your own little niche. How did the word get out then to venues that said, hey, you're interesting, your art is interesting, we would like you to come to our venue and create for us? Did you have like a network of artists that kind of put your name out there?
Well, it really started again back in 2020. 2020 seems to kind of be my year, oddly enough. I know it wasn't everybody's favorite year, but I feel like a lot happened for me that year. And what kind of really started it was, that was the first time that I created something outside of our backyard. So I did an image of Our Lady of Lourdes, and I made it pretty near life-size, maybe even a little bigger, but that requires a lot of space, and the only place big enough was our driveway. And so that's where I started, and so I drew Mary on our driveway. And from there, my dad took pictures of it, and he posted them on Facebook, and I really don't honestly know how it all happened, but people got in contact with him, and the folks at our diocese asked if they could share the photo on their page. And so my dad's like, yeah, sure, it's already on Facebook, you know, have at it. So they took that and put it on their page. And from there, it just kind of blew up. And it was a little surprising, because I enjoy working in quiet and solitude. And it wasn't exactly what I would have expected or imagined. But by doing that, I think really showed me what God is capable if I allow myself and him to work. And it also gives an opportunity for other people to see this kind of art. And so after that, then I started attending more like festivals. I actually participated in the festivals as an artist. And I've had so many wonderful people that have guided me, that have shown me, like, you know, do this and don't do that. Like, you'll regret doing this. Like, I've had so much advice. And it's so neat to get to travel to different places. Like, this is my first time in Iowa. I've never been here. And it probably never would have happened if God hadn't like led me out of the backyard, because I'm not sure I voluntarily would have done that except for the size constraint. So I feel like he was kind of pulling me along the whole entire time. But I'm so glad that I did, and I'm so glad that I'm here now.
I am glad you did too. So again, it's kind of interesting to know, you know, how you did come here. You said, you know, you go to festivals. I'm curious, when we reached out to you here at Siouxland Catholic Radio and said, well, we got this first ever art festival and we'd sure like it if you could come and be a part of it, what went through your mind as to, well, how is this going to work, you know, because I'm up in Fargo, North Dakota, and we're down here in Sioux City, Iowa. What prompted you to think to yourself, I think I might want to say yes to this?
Well, living in Fargo, I have yet to see a Catholic art festival like this. So when the Siouxland radio station reached out, that was kind of one of my first thoughts of, oh my goodness, they are actually promoting and doing something with sacred art, and they are getting kids involved, and these kids are going to send in pieces for this festival. And that really caught my attention, because I think that in today's world and society, art is so valuable. It's so important. It speaks where words fail. And so the fact that you guys were like doing this for the first time right off the bat, like the more I found out about it, the more I was like, yeah. And I was so excited that this opportunity was being provided for young kids alike, but also other people to get to see art. And the fact that I would have permission to do sacred art, that was kind of like my big, oh my goodness, yes. I absolutely, if I get to do sacred art, that's, you had me there. So, because festivals, I'm not going to shy away from drawing religious images, but you know, it's not necessarily going to be as well known, or people might not understand like what's behind the image. So the fact that this was a Catholic radio station really caught my attention, and I felt so many things like calling and saying, this is something you could do. This is like a place you can be. This is a place where you can help share this. And I'm so thankful that you guys reached out, like you provided that connection, and I'm so blown away by it.
Oh, that is very humbling to hear that. I mean, we are just delighted to have you here, you know, to be part of this first ever Siouxland Catholic Radio Art Festival. And listeners, if you're just tuning in right now, this is Faith in Action. And again, I'm so pleased that you set your dial to 88.1 FM. And I'm the host for this show, Joanne Fox. And in the studio with me is, I think I will call you acclaimed chalk artist, Maria Lowe. And she has just been a delight. And she's kind of talked about, you know, how she's evolved with her art and the whole sacred art thing. And tell the listeners a little bit about you created art right in front of the studio, which is 701 West 5th Street here in Sioux City, and the choice you made of the Madonna to illustrate, because honestly, you could have picked many, many depictions.
There
of
are hundreds.
Hundreds. Probably millions if we sat down and thought about it. So you picked that one. Why?
Well, it was kind of a funny story, because after Siouxland Radio Station reached out and they talked about the theme of the festival, and they said that it's, you know, going to be revolving around Mary, the Mother of God. That was, you know, instantly like a thought in my mind of like, okay, cool. I get to depict Mary. Like, how could I not? But from there, basically what you said, that there are so many different images of Mary, and I love pretty much all of them. How could I choose? And so I basically just kind of made an act of surrender. I was like, I can't choose this. I need to let you decide, Mary, if this is something you want me to do, please show me an image that you want me to do, and I'll do it. And so later on, what ended up happening was a few days later, up in North Dakota, we have the absolute privilege of getting to host some of the Sisters of Life. They are an active religious community of sisters, and their main focus and mission is to walk with mothers who are experiencing either post-abortion, maybe they've considered abortion, to walk with mothers who are just struggling. And that's something that they do so beautifully. And in North Dakota, we some of the sisters will come and they will actually do like a campus, like kind of ministry. And it's an absolute joy to get to talk with them. They are some of the brightest, most joy-loving people I've ever seen. And so what they would do is on campus up on NDSU up there, that's North Dakota State University, they would have a Catholic Women's Night every so often, and they would give a little presentation. And what they talked about on that particular night that I decided to go was they talked about how they got their habit. And one of the parts of their habit that they receive as they profess the first vows and they enter the novitiate is they receive a medal around their neck. And on this medal is the image of the Madonna of the Streets. and they explained the story behind the Madonna and why it ties into their ministry so well. And so I was sitting here, like, absolutely gobsmacked, because it's, like, one of my favorite images, and they just happened to be talking about this one. And it was definitely, it was one of those moments where I must have looked up, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, I got the memo. I see what you did there. Okay. So that was really kind of what inspired this particular image. It's, again, one of my favorite images, and the sisters explained kind of the story behind it, and that is the depiction is of a young girl who is holding a child close to her chest, and the story behind it was kind of, it was a set of two paintings, actually, one of this girl and her child, and one of Mary and the infant Christ. And the story behind it was that this young girl was, she was wandering the streets, and she had this child to care for, and she was lost and really had no way to provide for this child. And she was at her wit's end and didn't know what to do. And as she was walking down the street, the most beautiful woman, like, suddenly appeared and started walking towards her. And this beautiful woman also had a child. And so when they met, the beautiful lady asked the young girl if she would do the honor of swapping children. So Our Lady gave her the Christ child, and Our Lady then took the young girl's baby from her to keep safe and protect. And so this was a set of paintings that was done. One half of the painting, the half with Mary, was actually lost, but we still have the image of the Madonna, and it's often attributed to Mary. Technically, maybe it isn't, but I think it's so beautiful that we can associate with Mary, because we can see the goodness, we can see the motherhood in it, and the way that she holds the infant is one of the most touching things. I think that's part of, like, my favorite part of the painting, is just the way she's holding the child against her chest. So that was where that inspiration came from, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to get to draw that, because it is one of my favorite pictures.
We are so glad that you came all the way to Sioux City, Iowa, to share your talents with Siouxland Catholic Radio and our listeners and all of the visitors we had for our Siouxland Catholic Radio Art Festival, first ever. So, Maria, we would love to have you on a return visit to do something else for us.
I hope to be able to come back. I think I've kind of fallen in love with Iowa. I might be leaving part of my heart here.
Well, we love you too. And again, listeners, you know how this show works. We always take time to give a shout out to our sponsors, our underwriters, and all those who faithfully listen to us. Please keep us in your prayers, but don't go away, because we will be right back.